with the self-directed Roth IRA, your annual contribution, you've already paid income tax on it. So guess what? 2 or 3 years down the road, you can pull out all of your contributions you made with no harm, no penalty, no foul. It's like the ultimate savings account.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. My name's Mike Butler, and today's topic is pretty daggone urgent, because you must do this right now and do it before midnight Friday. Do you think income taxes are going to go up in America? I do. I think they're going up. So this thing right now involves tax time. That's why it's midnight. You got to do this before midnight Friday. And what I'm talking about is your annual contribution to your self-directed Roth IRA. And you can make a contribution for 2021 as long as you get it in before midnight on Friday. So do this right now. Do it today in case there's any hiccups or something in getting your money to your self-directed Roth IRA. Now, what's your contribution limits? For 2021, if you're under 50 years old, your maximum annual contribution is $6,000. I encourage you to make a $6,000 contribution if you're under 50, maximize that, even if you have to put it on a credit card, okay? Because this is going to set the stage for you to grow and make your investments and your real estate knowledge you have between your ears, you can use that to grow your self-directed Roth IRA. Now, if you're 50 years old and older, your annual contribution can be $7,000 for 2021. And that's just the way the government has it. Now, to get all the details on this, go to your Google machine and just enter IRS publication 590, and it'll give you all the details of what you can do and can't do. It's not the law. It's a publication. It's a guide. And folks, I'm telling you, with what's going on in our economy right now, in our real estate market, they have not attacked our self-directed Roth IRAs yet, because remember, your self-directed Roth IRA is a way for you to take after-tax dollars, use that as your contribution, which means, as Carl Fisher says, it's like being a farmer. Do you want to pay income tax on your seeds when you get it, when you buy your seeds? You want to pay income tax on it now and get your seeds, and then that way, all your crops and your harvest and your profits, you get to keep all of that tax-free. Or would you rather not pay your taxes on the seeds? And if you do that, well, then, yeah, you can grow it. But when you start harvesting your crops, your profits and your gains, well, then you're going to have to pay income tax on it down the road. Well, I don't think it takes too much to understand that, too much common sense to figure out which way you want to go. So I'd rather pay taxes on the seeds now. And what that does is it turns it into the ultimate savings account. So think about this. Okay. So let's say your maximum annual contribution is $6,000. Do it before midnight Friday and make sure it gets documented that way. And then all the profits that you grow, well, whenever you're going to pull those out, that's tax-free. And you're thinking, ah, okay, well, I can start pulling those out when I'm 59 and a half years old with 5 years seasoning. Okay, there's a rule book that you got to go by, and that's IRS publication 590. But what I'm getting to is, I want you to put your killer deals of the year into your self-directed Roth IRA. And I'm going to recommend my good friend, Carl Fisher. I learned more from him in one Saturday workshop, and even Rue McFarland, my business associate and friend, his office is next door to mine. He learned more from Carl Fisher in a one-day Saturday workshop than I'd say the last 7 or 8 years of seminars that I've attended combined. And go to CamaPlan, that's CamaPlan.com, CamaPlan.com. And go there and you can get all kinds of education, information, and their fees. Now, there's other, let's call them self-directed custodians out there that you can get your self-directed Roth IRA at, and a traditional IRA. A traditional IRA is where you get to make your contributions or tax deferred, so it lowers your income now. And a lot of accountants and CPAs will tell you, hey, you need to do a traditional because you get immediate tax benefit. I don't like that program, okay? But Anyway, let's get back to the self-directed Roth IRA and Cayman plan. What's good about Cayman plan, okay, is they have the lowest fees of any custodian I know. Plus, I know Carl. He's a five-star guy. And he and his sister Margie created Cayman plan. That's where you get CA for Carl and MA for Maggie and or Margie, one of the two. And they created CaymanPlan.com because they too got tired of paying so much in income tax on their real estate investment. So remember this. With the self-directed Roth IRA, your annual contribution, you've already paid income tax on it. So guess what? 2 or 3 years down the road, you can pull out all of your contributions you made with no harm, no penalty, no foul. It's like the ultimate savings account, okay? Because you've already paid income tax on that. You can't do that with a traditional. So anyway, get in there. If you're less than 50 years old, make your contribution to your self-directed Roth IRA before midnight Friday. Do 6,000 if you're less than 50 years old. If you're 50 years old or older, do 7,000 and go to CaymanPlan.com. You'll get all the details there. They got a ton of training. And I've also got a course. Me and Carl Fisher created a course together. It's called Tax-Free Profit and Income for Life. And it's a digital version. You can get that now. Just go to MikeButler.com. And I think it's at that what they call the e-store, maybe, where you can buy products and services. And this is a digital product, so you can go through this at whatever pace you want to learn more about it. I'm checking my little list here, and that looks pretty good. So CaymanPlan.com, get IRS Publication 590. It gives you the do's and don'ts. It's a guide on the IRAs. And, oh, so let's see, how can you apply this? So in the near future, we all know we've heard the stories about, let's say, the income tax rate getting raised. Okay. We've all heard that. The other thing is, what about interest rates? Okay. We've heard that interest rates are going to go up and they're talking about raising them six times in 2022. So in the very near future, in just a few months down the road, imagine the home loans now are up 5% or more for a 30-year fix. So just imagine them going up to 6. Okay, then we're back to the old school days, back in my era and others that are my age. But this whole new generation of investors coming on board, they got spoiled with this 30-year fix, the 3% fixed rates and things like that. Imagine what your numbers would do. What's going to happen to the market if home buyers, you know, with a great credit score, their interest rate's going to be 6%? What's going to happen to the market? Well, right now, as I speak, we've got not enough inventory, too many buyers, okay? So things are still selling like hotcakes. But I'm telling you, we're fixing to come to a crossroads where there's going to be a lot of things happening at once. You're going to have interest rates have gone up. They're going to continue to go up, okay? The other thing is foreclosures have started back up again. Now, it might not be the tsunami that we had in the last cycle, but those things are added on there. And what's going to happen to this great appreciation where home values have gone up anywhere from just unbelievable. Even in my town, in Mayberry, they've still gone up like crazy, okay? So what's going to happen? Well, all that's going to get toned down. And if houses aren't selling as fast as they used to, and we got fewer buyers, okay, well, then the market's going to even out a little bit. And what happens when you have too many houses for sale and not enough buyers? Then it becomes a buyer's market. That's what I like. But you can't rely on the MLS to find all of your deals. You're going to have to learn how to discover and find deals without getting on the MLS, without chasing foreclosures like all the other investors do. So with that, guys, I need your help, please. If you like what you're learning here, please click the follow button or subscribe button on these podcast things and go out there and buy my number one bestseller book. It's Landlording on Autopilot. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on my website if you want to get one. It's autographed or send it as a gift. And you get a ton of free forms with it and free investor training videos. And don't forget to sign up for the free Power Lunches. That's a Chalk Talks. I go back to my football days there. It's free investor trainings every Tuesday at 12 noon. And you can sign up for that at MikeButler.com. So make that contribution. Make sure you do it today. Okay. Put it at the top of your task list for today, okay? And get that maximum annual contribution in there for yourself, for your spouse, for your kids, for your grandkids, for your parents and your outlaws and in-laws. Help everybody out. You know, everybody should have a self-directed Roth IRA at CamaPlan.com. And remember, there's other custodians out there, but their fees are so outrageous. Let me give you an example before I go on CamaPlan. Okay, they got two ways that you can pay your annual fee for them to be your bookkeeper. So let's say you have one office building that you bought for $3 million. Well, that's only one property, one asset. They're going to charge you $275 a year, okay, to do that. Let's say you got a 300-unit apartment community. That's one asset, $275 a year. Or you can go the other way and go by the number of assets. Okay, so if you want to go by the number of assets, then that's $275 per asset. Okay, so take a look at that. Look at their fees. The annual fees are super cheap. And these other custodians, they pay people like $200 referral fee for you to sign somebody up. Guess who's ultimately paying that? That's the customer, the consumer. Okay, Carl doesn't do that stuff. So check out CamaPlan. They're 5-star. I love them. They're great. All kinds of education information. And as I said, I'm not going to repeat myself, but get the free investor trainings every Tuesday at noon at MikeButler.com. Sign up for our Power Lunches. Adios. Have a good day and get that contribution in before midnight Friday.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to MikeButler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.